It didn't happen overnight. Loneliness didn't knock the door down. It seeped in slow, found the cracks we didn't know we had, settled into the spaces we thought were safe. At first, the noise was enough to cover it. The conversations, the constant pings, the back-to-back plans, the endless hum of, "I'm busy," we wore like armor. We thought as long as we kept the volume up, we wouldn't have to hear it. We thought movement could drown it out. We thought distraction could outrun it. And for a while, it worked. For a while, the noise was enough to trick us, enough to make us believe we were still connected, still whole, still stitched into the fabric of something bigger than ourselves. But loneliness is patient. It doesn't need a grand entrance. It waits. It watches. It counts on the moments when the party ends, when the phone battery dies, when the room empties out and the echoes are all you have left. That's when it moves. That's when it stretches out, slow and certain, wrapping itself around the parts of you that haven't been touched in a while, whispering all the things you were too busy to notice before. It wasn't one big moment. It was 1,000 little ones. The text you didn't answer because you didn't know what to say. The call you let ring out because you were too tired to pretend. The dinner you skipped because the thought of making small talk felt heavier than the hunger. The way conversations started feeling like performances. The way silence started feeling less like peace and more like proof that nobody was listening anymore. We didn't fall into loneliness like falling into a hole. We drifted into it, inched into it, one quiet choice after another, one night where we chose scrolling over calling, one afternoon where we stayed busy instead of being honest, one more "I'm fine" when everything inside us was screaming for someone to ask twice. And we told ourselves it was fine, told ourselves this was just adulthood, this was just growing up, everybody's busy, everybody's tired, everybody's got their own shit to deal with. Don't be needy. Don't be heavy. Don't make it awkward. So we stayed light. We stayed surface. We stayed moving. We traded real conversations for check-ins. We traded depth for efficiency. We traded vulnerability for performance. And on the surface, it worked. We had people to text. We had faces to tag. We had plans to make. But underneath, the silence was growing, getting heavier, getting louder, not because nobody cared, but because we stopped giving them the real us to care about. We thought if we kept moving, we wouldn't have to feel it. So we ran harder, worked longer, built busier lives, made ourselves indispensable, made ourselves exhausted, made ourselves too distracted to notice how the nights kept stretching out longer, how the laughter started sounding thinner, how the friendship started feeling more like habits than lifelines. And when the loneliness finally caught up to us, when it finally sat down beside us in the middle of all the noise, it didn't scream, it didn't bang on the door, it just sat there, heavy, patient, familiar, like it had been waiting the whole time. We didn't notice the shift until it was already behind our ribs, until the silence wasn't just background noise, it was the air we were breathing, until being around people started feeling lonelier than being alone, until we were in the middle of a conversation, smiling and nodding and laughing on cue, and some part of us was floating 10 feet above it all, watching ourselves perform, wondering when the hell it started feeling so empty, wondering if it ever felt real at all. And the worst part is, you don't even realize how loud the silence has gotten until you try to fill it again. You reach out. You try to start a real conversation. You try to crack open the door to the parts of yourself you've been locking away. And you realize you don't know how anymore. You realize your words come out wrong. You realize your vulnerability feels rusted shut. You realize you're terrified, not of being hurt, but of being seen. You realize you've worn the mask so long, you don't even remember what your real face feels like underneath it. And nobody tells you how hard it is to come back from that. Nobody tells you that healing from loneliness isn't about finding someone new to talk to. It's about remembering how to speak without translating yourself first. It's about remembering how to sit in front of someone and not calculate every word for palatability. It's about remembering how to be boring or messy or uninteresting and trust that it's still enough. It's about remembering that connection was never supposed to be frictionless. It was supposed to be heavy. It was supposed to be work. It was supposed to be slow and awkward and real. We forgot that somewhere. Somewhere between the likes and the DMs and the highlight reels, we forgot that love was never supposed to be efficient. It was never supposed to be optimized. It was never supposed to fit neatly into scheduled calls and tidy captions. Love, real love, takes time. Connection takes patience. Presence takes weight. And silence, real silence, isn't the absence of noise. It's the space where something real can finally grow if you let it. But we didn't let it. Not at first. We filled every silence. We rushed every moment. We ran from every pause. We thought if we stayed loud enough, we could outrun the ache. We thought if we stayed visible enough, we wouldn't disappear. But silence doesn't leave just because you drown it in noise. It waits. It settles. It grows roots. It learns the shape of your loneliness better than you do. And now? Now we're standing here, inside a world we helped build, inside lives we thought would be enough, and we're realizing we're starving. Starving for conversations that don't need filters. Starving for presence that doesn't come with a deadline. Starving for the kind of silence that feels like home instead of abandonment. Starving for connection heavy enough to make the loneliness shut up for a while. And maybe that's the first real step back, not running from the silence, not filling it up with noise, but sitting with it, letting it ache, letting it be heavy, letting it remind us that we were never built for half versions of love. We were built for the wait, for the stillness, for the slow, terrifying, beautiful work of being real again. It's strange how something so empty can feel so heavy. You don't even notice you're carrying it most days. You wake up, you move through your routine, you answer the messages, you show up for the meetings, you laugh at the jokes, you nod at the right times, you post the right pictures, and somewhere under all that noise, the silence keeps pulling at you, keeps threading itself through the cracks, keeps making itself at home. You forget the sound of your own voice when it's not filtered through performance. You forget the feeling of speaking without editing. You forget how it feels to be heard without having to convince somebody that you're worth the energy. And the longer you live with the silence, the more normal it starts to feel. You stop expecting depth from conversations. You stop expecting anyone to see past the surface. You stop expecting yourself to even try. You shrink your wants down to what feels manageable. A quick laugh here, a brief check-in there. You ration your hope into pieces small enough not to hurt when they fall apart. You don't dream about belonging anymore. You just hope you don't disappear completely. But silence doesn't just sit there. It changes you. It bends you. It teaches you to lower your expectations until you forget you ever had them in the first place. It teaches you that asking for more is dangerous, that reaching out is embarrassing, that needing anything at all is a kind of weakness you can't afford to show. So you build your life around the silence. You shape yourself to survive it. You make yourself easy to carry, easy to handle, easy to forget. And maybe that's the part that hurts the most. Not that people left, not that conversations faded, but that you helped it happen. You made yourself smaller. You made yourself quieter. You made yourself easier to ignore because some part of you believed it was better than being abandoned for showing up too heavy. You convinced yourself that shrinking was safer than reaching. You convinced yourself that being almost connected was better than risking being fully seen and fully rejected. But there's a cost to that, a real one. Because eventually, the silence stops feeling like a defense and starts feeling like a cage. You look around and realize you don't know how to get out. You realize you don't know how to be held without apologizing for it. You realize you don't know how to be messy without offering up a disclaimer. You realize you don't know how to let yourself need anything from anybody anymore. And the silence, the one you thought was protecting you, starts suffocating you instead. You start craving things you don't know how to ask for. Conversations that last past the small talk. Hugs that linger long enough to feel real. Eye contact that doesn't feel like a transaction. You start noticing how empty the noise really is. How many of your connections wouldn't notice if you stopped posting? How many of your friends don't know anything about the things that keep you up at night? How much of your life is built on pretending you're fine because it's easier for everybody if you are? And maybe that's where it starts to crack. Maybe it's not one big moment. Maybe it's not a blow up or a breakdown. Maybe it's just a quiet refusal A moment where you don't laugh when you don't think it's funny. A moment where you say, I'm tired, instead of I'm fine. A moment where you don't reach for your phone when the silence stretches out between you and someone else. A moment where you stay still and let it be awkward instead of rushing to fill it. A moment where you choose real over comfortable. Because real isn't always warm. Real isn't always smooth. Real isn't always polished. Sometimes real is heavy and clumsy and painfully slow. Sometimes real means you sit in silence with another person and don't say anything because the words aren't ready yet. Sometimes real means you show up with all your broken pieces and let someone see them without trying to glue them back together first. And that's terrifying, because once you start choosing real, you can't unsee the difference. You can't pretend a like is the same as love. You can't pretend a reaction is the same as understanding. You can't pretend noise is the same as connection. You start seeing how much of the life you built was designed to keep you moving fast enough not to notice how lonely you've been. You start seeing how much you've been surviving on scraps of attention instead of being nourished by real presence. You start seeing how many of your relationships were built on convenience instead of commitment. And it hurts. It hurts in a way that's hard to explain. It's not a sharp pain. It's a slow ache. It's the realization that loneliness wasn't something that just happened to you. It's something you participated in. It's something you built walls around. It's something you got good at carrying because you thought it was safer than the risk of reaching for more. But you can't heal in the same silence that hurt you. You have to break it. Not all at once. Not with fireworks. Not with some grand confession. But with small, stubborn acts of realness. With showing up. With staying awkward. With letting conversation stretch out until something real starts to grow inside the gaps. With risking being heavy. With risking being wrong. With risking being seen. Because maybe loneliness wasn't just an absence of people. Maybe it was an absence of weight. An absence of presence, an absence of staying. And maybe the only way out isn't to fill the silence faster. Maybe it's to fill it slower, with patience, with clumsy, beautiful honesty, with imperfect, messy, breathing connection, with weight, the kind that makes you slower, the kind that makes you stay, the kind that makes you feel real again. This is The Undercurrent. A Story Beneath the Surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.